Sagt der Elge Mishnah weiter, Masech des Demai, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Beis. Hareitze Lachzoim, Ale Yorak. Our friend over here is carrying vegetables that are either Tevel or Demai. It's very heavy. So he wants to take off some of the leaves. Hareitze Lachzoim. He wants to trim off. Ale Yorak, Ale means leaves, Yorak of the vegetable. Lehakel Mimasoi, to make his burden lighter. Would you take a look at the first batanur here, because I think it's fascinating. Lachzaim. So the batanur is teaching the word lachzaim. Lichreis ulachatech. To cut off. The ein loy doime b'mishna. There's no such other similar word in all of Mishnais. Try to picture. The batanur is learning this Mishnah. Right? To make the statement, he had to think through all shishay sidre Mishnah, say, no such word. It's the only time it appears. Zakta Mishnah Vaiter. All right, so back to our friend who's taking off these leaves of the vegetables to make his load lighter, and they're edible leaves. You could eat them. It's like the Mishnah, lo yashlich. You can't just throw it away. Achi asin, until you take off maestros, because someone's going to find them and eat it. What if an Amal Aretz finds it? He's not the type to separate maestros just in case. He's going to eat it without having taken off maestros, and you were the one that caused him to eat it. I'm raising my hand. I have a kasha. Didn't we learn that if something is hefker, there's no chiyuv maestros on it? So he's taking off these leaves, he's throwing it on the roadside, so it's hefker. What do you think the answer is? The answer is, it's true, if it's hefker, there's no chiyuv maestros. But that's only if it became hefker before the point where the chiyuv comes in. Remember we learned about miruach in regard to grain? So for vegetables, the chiyuv maestros clicks into place when they're packed into bundles. So Enechanami, if he didn't put them into bundles yet, he can discard them on the side of the road, because there's no chi of maestros. But once they're in bundles, and there's already a chi of maestros, you can't just peel off leaves and leave them there. Quick hakdama to the next part of the Mishnah. If I make up a price, even if I actually gave money for it, when I'm buying something, it's not mine. Until I do a kinyan. There are different types of kinyanim, depending on what I'm buying. Some things are kinyan meshicha, you pull it, some are lifting it, kinyan hagbah. But if there's a set price for something, see, we don't have to negotiate the price. And it was made up that I'm buying it, once I lift it, let's say, then it's mine, it belongs to me. Now let's see our Mishnah Vayter. Halakeyach, yarak, min hashuk. This person is buying, which as we just explained, already has a chi of maestros on it, because it was tied into bundles. He's buying them from an Amma Aretz, these bundles. He actually lifted them. Then he changed his mind and he put it back. V'nimlach lehachzir. V'nimlach means he changes his mind. He made a decision. He's giving it back. So the Mishnah lo yachzir, you can't give it back at shiaser, until you take off maestros. Since he already picked it up in his hands, and at that point you were thinking, it's going to be mine. They're yours. When you're putting it back, it's like you're selling it back to the owner. And you can't sell Demai to an Amma Aretz without first taking off Maestros. Now, wait a second. Just because he picked it up with the intent of taking it, that means it's already his? And the answer is yes, in this case. Why? She'ena mechusser el minyan. The Batanura explains, we're talking about bundles of vegetables. She'shumasan yidua. There's a set price per bundle. So when he picks it up to take it, it's not like they select to negotiate the price. It has a set price. She'ena mechusser el minyan. The only thing that was missing was for him to count how many bundles he took. But if he didn't lift it up yet, let's say hayayimei, the buyer is standing there, v'lekeach, he's taka about to buy it. The seller was setting it aside. He says, I want those and those. Ah, very good. He takes them. He starts to put it aside. And then v'ra, the person that's buying it, saw Toyin Acher, another load, Yafimimenu, that's better. Sometimes whatever you're not taking, the other thing looks better. But either way, Tim, it looked better, or was Taka better. So Mutar Lahachzir, now he's allowed to return the one that was set aside for him, even though it was set aside for him, he can return it without first taking off Maestros. V'neshalei Mashach, because he never made Meshicha. Now Meshicha really means to pull. The truth is, as the Taisus Yamtev explains, a behemoth you would be kind of with meshicha, by pulling it. Vegetables you would be kind of with hagbah, by lifting it. But the Mishnah uses Mashiach as a common term of the physical action that's needed for the kinyan. So because he never made a kinyan, it was never his, even though it was set aside for him. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah, a person who wants to cut off some of the leaves of the vegetables, edible leaves, to make his load lighter. He can't just throw them onto the side of the road until he first takes off maestras. What if an Amoritz finds them? He's going to eat it without maestras, and you're the one that caused him to sin. We explained that it's already in bundles, and therefore there's a chi of maestras. Then the Mishnah told us that if a person purchases vegetables in the marketplace from an Amoritz, he picked it up, it has a set price already, but then he changes his mind, he wants to put it back. You can't put it back until you first take off maestras, because putting it back at this point after you made a kinyan is like you're selling it back to him, and you already have a chiv to take off maestras first. Now, he's let the count how many he had to see how much he owes him, but they didn't have to negotiate a price. If you didn't negotiate a price yet, then the kinyan doesn't mean anything. If I just pick up your necktie, it doesn't become mine. It's only after you agree to sell it to me or give it to me as a gift. But let's say you're selling it to me. We agreed on a price, and then I pick it up. That's when it becomes mine. Now, let's say I was about to take it, but I never actually picked it up. It was set aside for me. And then I saw something that's better. I said, forget it. I want something that's better. It's okay. It's mutter for me to change my mind. As long as I didn't make a kinyan on it, I wasn't kainit yet. I don't have to take off my maestras now from it. It never came into my possession. So I'll tell you an interesting thing. There was a famous Rosh Yeshiva in Switzerland, Rav Kaplman Zecher Tzadik Levracha. He was Zeicher to Arichas Yom Vashanim. He was well over 100 years old when he passed away. And I heard this story from Rav Schlesinger Zolzengesund, who was a close Talmud of his. A lot of the Bachrim came from all over the world, and he was mamash a father to the Bachrim. And at one point during the day, they used to give out cake to the Bachrim. Every Bachrim came by and took a piece of cake, and the Rosh Yeshiva, for years, would always stand there. So once, his Talmud asked him, Rosh Yeshiva, if I may be so bold, what is the Rosh Yeshiva looking at? People are passing by, everyone's taking a piece of cake. So he smiled and told him, you could see where a bachur is holding, because there are three types of bachur. One bachur will come by, take the next piece of cake that's there, it's fine. Whatever it is fine. Another bachur will look, which is a bigger piece, maybe one was cut bigger than the other, maybe one is more chocolate, he'll take it. Another bachur will always pick it up, and only after he picks it up will he put it down and take something else. It's a certain human nature that some people have. No, it's not what I have. Someone else is getting better than me. He'll never take the piece. He'll first pick it up, put it down. Someone else has a better piece. Let me take that piece. So this way the Rosh Yeshiva knows where each bachur is holding, and he knows how to be mechanach then.